tell us a bit about the Race to Alaska?
Well, maybe I should start. Race to Alaska started last year and had some 30, 35 participants, and about 15 of them actually got to Ketchikan. And it's an effort to sail or get a boat powered by humankind with no motor and no outside assistance from basically Port Townsend, Washington, to Ketchikan, Alaska. So most of the boats that made it last year were extremely seaworthy and were operated by tenacious crews. So no motor, so all paddle or sail. And the Elsie Pittick was the winner, which was a trimaran, small trimaran, 27 or 28 feet.
And the grand prize is $10,000?
Nailed to a tree. And we saw this cache nailed to a chunk of wood that was cut and thrown onto the boat as it arrived. Yes, indeed, $10,000 cash.
And second prize is?
A set of steak knives. And the two boats that finished really close in second, the first second place winner actually shared half the steak knives with the boat right behind it, which came in just a few minutes later. So
okay.
That was nice.
And that is from the movie Glengarry Glen Ross, I believe, where that was, where they got that. So talking to you, skipper and crew, why did you decide to put a team together for this?
We are trustees of the Yacht Club, and we're at a trustees meeting one evening, and Jim says, I think the Yacht Club should get behind a team in the Race to Alaska. And Mike here goes, yeah, I really want to do that. It's something I've been thinking about. And I made the offhand comment, that sounds like fun. So that's kind of how it all started. So a couple days later at the general membership meeting, Jim gets up and announces that we have this team for the Race to Alaska, and it's going to be Mike and Tom and Charlie. And my wife, who's sitting beside me, just looks at me and goes, what? Said, I just said it sounded like fun. And that was how it started. And
did you have something else to add?
Yeah, that's pretty much, you know, at the Yacht Club, it's pretty neat because you see a lot of different people come through and from basically all around the world. And then to have this event go on, seeing all these racers come in and they're just, the expressions on their face made me personally just want to do it. It's like something that is a definite yes. So for me, just seeing the adventure and opportunity there to do something that I'm passionate about, it was just, like I said, a definite yes.
And Tom, you, what made you want to jump on board?
Well, I was raised with my grandfather having a sailboat, and I always asked him, hey, can we go out for a weekend trip, you know, go a little bit further outside of Channel Island Harbor down in California? And he always told me no, because tomorrow's Can Day. And he always had a set schedule, and he only had one day scheduled for sailing. That's where I came up with the passion for sailing. And then last year's race, I was listening to tidbits of news from last year's race, and I really wanted to participate in that, but I was busy taking my own sailboat from Kodiak to here at Ketchikan because I just transferred in the Coast Guard. So afterwards, I said, man, I'd really love to race. And my wife said, no way, we're taking the engine out of our sailboat. And and then I'm sitting at the club meeting, and these guys are talking about it. And I said, oh, pick me. You know, I had my hand raised and waving, I want to go. And that's how I got in.
And whose boat is it?
The Yacht Club actually bought the local boat of Santa Cruz 27 Kermit from Sally Hansen. It's been seen out here for years racing. Hasn't been used in several years. So the Yacht Club bought it, and we've raised money from sponsors to fix it, refurbish it, make it seaworthy. New standing rigging, which is what holds the mast up. New running rigging, which controls the sails. We redid the bottom. Tom just did an immense amount of work. Got stuck in his driveway for a couple of months. And so the Yacht Club owns the boat.
And I understand it's going to be raffled off. Is that correct?
Yeah, and that's the other start of the way this thing all started. As you know, there's a lot of fundraising that goes on here in Ketchikan. And my kids are in high school, and so you're constantly going, hey, give me money so my kids can go play. So we started this, and they're going, okay, we got to raise money. I'm going, great. Got to go to my friends and say, give me money so I can go sailing. I said, I can't do that. But Jim came up with this great idea to raffle the boat off to raise money for a maritime scholarship through the yacht club. So the goal is to raise $10,000, selling 100 tickets at $100 a piece. I believe we're going to try and do the raffle at the Blueberry Festival. And it's going to be used to send a local kid in some maritime endeavor.
And that's pretty good odds, 100 tickets.
Oh, it's a great deal. It's a good boat.
And well, Jim, you had something to add?
You get beyond, if you win the boat, but you also get free 1 year's worth of moorage at the yacht club. And you receive an honorary yacht club membership. And you get sailing lessons on Thursday nights. So you get the boat. It's seaworthy, great sails, all kinds of great equipment, proven, and all the things that go with it that cost money initially to get you going into the sailing community. And Kermie is a beautiful little boat, handles nicely. It's a nice little weekender. It can be used as a weekender or even going on extended trips. They have been known to sail these boats in the Pacific Cup from San Francisco to Hawaii on an annual basis. So they're strong and good boats.
And this starts, correct, in Washington State?
It starts in Port Townsend.
Okay. And how, I imagine logistically, you have to get the Kermit down there. How is that working out? How does that work?
Well, AML stepped up and donated the round trip transportation of Kermit, and as we speak, it's arriving in Seattle today. And Roger Maynard, one of our former Commodores who lives in Anacortes, is going to pick it up, and we'll drag it up to on a trailer up to Port Townsend and park it there till the crew arrives. They arrive on Saturday, this next Saturday, to start and stand the mast, get the boat in the water, do a little bit of a sea trial, and be ready for the race that starts on the 23rd of June.
Okay, and what have you been doing to prepare for this?
The mic comes over to me. Well, the boat has been in my driveway pretty much all year, and we had to strip down the bottom paint. We had to repair blisters. We had to repair some deck rot around some hatches, installed all new electronics, all new wiring, a new larger size battery, solar panel, new standing rigging, new running rigging. We've had the sails inspected, a long list of stuff.
But have you actually sailed on her?
She's fast.
Yes.
Like how, because it's been out of the water, correct? So have you been training with another boat, or what have you been doing?
Well, I think we all have lots of experience sailing boats. You know, I grew up on sailboats, did a lot of racing down in Southern California. You know, these two both own boats and have done a lot of sailing too. So the actual sailing part, we really didn't need to practice, but yeah, we've been out on Kermit a couple of times and to get it ready, and yeah, it's a good boat.
Okay, I was just thinking to get the feel of it and to work on your speed to be able to. I guess, what is your goal? How quickly do you think you'll go from there to here?
You know, people keep asking me that. Oh, how long is it going to take you? And, you know, honestly, I have no idea. It depends on which way the wind's blowing and how strong it is. But I've been telling people our goal is to leave Victoria and be here 8 days later, which would put us here on the 4th of July. Seems appropriate. That's the other part that we haven't really touched on, is that the race is in two parts. Leg one is from Port Townsend to Victoria, Canada. And then the big part is Victoria to Ketchikan.
And the first part is to, I guess, weed out those vessels that can't make it.
Well, yeah, and yeah, I think it's also an opportunity for more people to be involved in the race. You know, they can't commit to the whole thing, so they can do the first part. And I'm guessing it's also so we have a place to clear customs.
Oh, very good. You don't stop along the way. It is just you're going 24/7, or how will the race go?
The plan is to be safe. So depending on the conditions, I'm sure there might be times we'll have to duck into a cove somewhere and wait for winds or tides. Again, I've kind of been telling people that the plan is if we're in the lead, we're going to keep going hard. Yeah, if we're middle of the pack, then we might stop at a bar or two on the way up.
Okay. Anybody want to add anything else about this?
Well, there's a required stop at Bella Bella. They have to do a check-in. And it's also an opportunity to run up to the store and get some Snickers and some more water if they need it. We could not have done this without the support of Ketchikan. So Team Ketchikan is sponsored primarily by the Yacht Club. However, many others, and they put cash into it, but many others have also provided support. And I'd just like to go through that quick list here. We have the Elks Club coming in with some money for us, the 49er Bar, Southeast Alaska Pilots, Lighthouse Service, and Jeremiah's and Coastal Realty, Mariner Sales, Northwest Yacht Rigging, the Baranoff Fishing Excursions, KPU-TV, and Davies Berry Insurance, First Bank, Keene Law Offices, Alaska Marine Lines, of course, with a round-trip ticket, Creekside Medical Clinic, Tongass Business Center, Otter Creek Partners, Tatsuda's Grocery, and, of course, Ketchikan Yacht Club. So without the financial support, and whatever money we don't spend will end up in that scholarship. So our budget is a little bit fluid, and we're still not done with it. And Charlie says, I need to pick up a few things in Seattle. And so for now, we're financed well enough to cover all of that. And whatever's left over will end up in the pot in addition to the $10,000 that we raised from our raffle. So I would like to thank Charlie, Mike, and Tom, and Roger Maynard for their support. Also Jack Hovden, who's been supporting in the back down. There have been several other people that have been there. And I wish good luck to my son, Mac Dahl, who's sailing on the Salish Express out of Port Townsend.
Let's not forget to thank the United States Coast Guard for loaning us Tom.
Oh, yes, the United States Coast Guard. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. And lastly, Ketchikan Yacht Club is the host club for the Ketchikan side. And we're going to provide moorage, showers, laundries, and party support. But we're asking the community to step up and offer dry beds and fellowship. And I know that the Visitors Bureau is involved, and the Arts Council is involved, and so there'll be opportunities to talk with other people, and we really thank the community for stepping out and making this thing a great event. It's good for Ketchikan, and it's good for our club, and it's good for everything. It's just a great way to promote the sport.